Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Well, here in Spain, I welcome Brett Hansen back into the studio today. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm doing good, thanks, Howard. How about yourself? How's things?
I'm very well. Nice to catch up.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, earlier this month, we saw the start of the new UK tax year, a time when UK tax rates and regimes often change. Since UK tax reforms can impact British expatriates here in Spain, this week Brett will summarise what has changed this year, what stays the same, and what we can expect over the next couple of years. So Brett, let's start with the biggest tax reform this April, the abolishment of the UK domicile regime. What has this been replaced with, and what does it mean for expatriates? Is it a good or bad move?
So, as of the 6th of April of this year, Howard, the UK domicile regime, as we have known it, came to an end. And Howard, this is important for many British expatriates living outside of the UK, because UK inheritance tax has always been determined by someone's domicile status rather than their tax residency. Under the previous rules, someone would remain liable to UK inheritance tax on their worldwide assets for as long as they were domiciled or deemed domiciled in the UK, even if they had been resident of another country for many years. And whilst residency is easy to define and prove, domicile was a completely different matter, as historically it was based more on circumstances and intentions. But as I said, this all came to an end on the 6th of April, when the domicile regime was replaced by a system based on long-term residence, where someone is not regarded as a UK domicile once they have been resident in another country for 10 years. So for anyone leaving or have already left the UK, they will remain liable for UK inheritance tax on non-UK assets until they have been resident in another country for up to 10 years, depending on how long they lived in the UK before departing from the UK. For most UK nationals retiring abroad, Howard, they will need to do the full 10 years of residency somewhere else other than the UK in order to become a non-UK domicile. And for those who are considering or are already in the process of moving back to the UK, if they have been a resident in another country other than the UK for the last 10 years, then they can go back to live in the UK for up to 10 years and still remain a non-UK domicile. With regards to whether this is good or bad news, Howard, personally I think it's very good in that it is now much clearer what has to be done to legitimately avoid paying UK inheritance tax, and with this clarity, there are now very clear opportunities to ensure that you can legitimately avoid UK inheritance tax being paid by your loved ones, whether you are a UK national leaving the UK or already living abroad, or are returning to live in the UK but have done or will have done 10 years outside of the UK before moving back.
Understood. Were there any other changes to UK inheritance tax?
Okay, so let's recap on what UK inheritance tax is, which will then help when covering any other changes to it. First of all, it's a tax payable at 40% on the worldwide assets of somebody who has died as a UK domicile, or if on the date of their death they are a non-UK domicile, then UK inheritance tax will be payable on only their UK situated assets. There is a £325,000 threshold before the tax becomes payable, and so tax will only apply if someone's estate is valued above this figure. For example, on an estate worth, say, £425,000, the tax would apply to the additional £100,000 above the £325,000 threshold, which at 40% would mean a tax liability of £40,000. There is no UK inheritance tax payable if someone leaves their estate to their husband, wife, or civil partner. And if the person who dies leave their home to their children or grandchildren, the allowance before the tax becomes payable increases from £325,000 to up to £500,000 if the deceased estate is worth less than £1 million. And as married or civil partners can transfer assets free of tax between each other, one partner automatically inherits the other's unused allowance. So Howard, the estate of someone who can use their late partner's allowance and leave a home to their children or grandchildren will not be liable for UK inheritance tax on anything under £1 million, provided their estate is below £2 million. Now, with regards to any changes for this tax year, Chancellor Rachel Reeves announced an extension to the freeze on the inheritance tax thresholds for a further 2 years. So these have all been extended to 2030. This means that the nil rate band remains at £325,000, which it has done so since 2009, and the residential nil rate band for homes passed directly to children and grandchildren remains frozen at £175,000. Other than these extensions to the freezes on the allowances, Howard, there are no other major changes for the current UK tax year, though there will be further changes next year and the following year. I think it's worth just pointing out that UK inheritance tax raised around £8 billion last year, and this is expected to increase to more than £14 billion over the next 5 years or so.
What about with income taxes? Have any UK rates or allowances changed for income and capital gains taxes?
Well, like the UK inheritance tax thresholds, Howard, the income tax personal allowance will also remain the same at £12,570. For higher earners, it will continue to be tapered by £1 for every £2 of income above £100,000 until it is reduced to nil. And the income tax rate thresholds for England, Wales and Northern Ireland will remain the same for non-savings and non-dividend income, such as pension and salary. So this is 20% on income up to £37,700, then 40% up to £125,140, and 45% on income above just over £125,000. Scotland has different rates and income tax bands, and there the lower thresholds have increased a little this tax year. What has been highlighted in the news since the UK budget of last October has been the fact that employer national insurance contributions increased to 15% from the 6th of April this year. And there's been much debate on how this will impact UK employment and the economy. The tax rates and allowances for savings income and dividends, though, remain unchanged.
What about the pension allowances?
Yeah, there's no changes to the pension allowances this tax year, Howard. So the annual allowance is £60,000. The lump sum tax-free allowance is just over £268,000. And the lump sum and death benefit allowance is just over the £1 million mark. Whilst the overseas transfer allowance of just over £1 million remains the same, overseas transfers were hit by reform announced alongside the budget in October of last year, when the exemption from the 25% overseas transfer charge was removed for most EU and EEA transfers with immediate effect. This has had a significant impact on expatriates wishing to move their pension funds out of the UK, though alternative solutions can be found in some cases. The biggest change for pensions, though, Howard, will take effect on the 6th of April 2027, when pension funds will start to form part of someone's estate for UK inheritance tax purposes. And not only will these UK pensions be included within the value of a person's estate for UK inheritance tax, but when the beneficiaries then start drawing down an income from them, they will continue to be liable to income tax on any income taken. So for a UK beneficiary, they will potentially see a 40% UK inheritance tax paid on the pension fund, and then up to 45% tax on any income taken from the remainder of the pension. For many people, Howard, pensions are one of the biggest assets that they have. So this reform will undoubtedly be felt by many families.
So what advice do you have for British expatriates in light of all this?
Well, Howard, with change often comes opportunity, and now the rules around domicile and UK inheritance tax are clearer. There's no doubt that with some careful planning, there are strategies which can be put in place to minimise UK inheritance tax, especially for those looking to move to or already living in Spain. Likewise, the freezing of allowances and increases in taxes, there's no doubt that more and more people are looking to leave the UK. And whilst on paper, Spain doesn't look like a great place to live with regards to taxes, there's no doubt that if you structure your assets correctly, you can enjoy the benefits of living in Spain without paying huge amounts of tax. In fact, many of our clients pay less tax here in Spain than what they would pay if they'd continued to live in the UK.
Before I let you go, Brett, can you remind our listeners what seminars Brett Evans-Franks has coming up over the next week or two?
Yes, certainly, Howard. We have a number of seminars coming up in Spain. I think there's seven in various locations, starting with Majaca on the 23rd of April and finishing with Lanzarote on the 30th. All the seminars will cover the UK tax and pension reforms we've spoken about today. They'll also look at pension advice post-Brexit and cross-border estate planning. But for full details, including where and when they're taking place, our listeners can find this on our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Well, Brett, it's Easter Sunday today, so I think we'd better mention that for our listeners and wish them a happy season.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Easter to everyone.
We'll talk next Sunday.
Yes, looking forward to it. Bye now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.